On January 10, 1982, a play launched a dynasty and became an indelible, galvanizing image that created faithfulness across the globe. You don't have to be a 49er faithful to understand what truly happened that cold afternoon at Candlestick Park. On that day, like a photograph, a moment in time was captured, frozen, only to further develop into a historical piece of the NFL landscape.
The day of the catch, I was embedded with the Cowboys. We're 58 seconds away from going to the Super Bowl. And then we all know what happens. Montana rolls right. He throws the perfect pass that no one could defend against. I don't believe he was throwing the ball away. Joe Montana was putting a ball where one person on earth could catch it. It was Dwight Clark.
The most memorable that I'll probably never forget until the day I die is the championship game against Dallas in 81. Because I went down on the field because I thought we were going to lose the game.
Well, the catch actually should have never happened. The play before, I missed Freddie Solomon, and he was wide open, and I overthrew him by like 3 feet over his head.
Solomon looked like he had beaten Everson Walls.
You know, the one thing that Bill always thought was, hey, it doesn't matter what happens to the play before, we just got to keep playing.
We're driving down on like the 15-yard line, 13-yard line. We're getting pretty close to the goal. And I come to the sideline, and I can hear Bill is talking on the headset to Sam White, and they're talking about sprint right option. Joe comes in the huddle, and he says, okay, we're gonna run sprint option. He said, Freddie, I'm looking for you. And then he says to me as the huddle breaks, he says, you know, be ready if I have to come to you.
The football is on the 6-yard line, 3rd and 3. Montana looking, throwing in the end zone.
Freddie Solomon comes off like a basketball pick and he's throwing the ball. And this time Freddie fell down, and luckily Dwight remembered what he was supposed to do and continued along the back of the end line. I'm supposed to throw it above his head.
Three guys in his face on his back foot. Joe puts it in the exact spot that it had to be.
Usually it wasn't thrown that high, and when I let it go, I thought it was an arm's length above his head.
I came out of the dugout. The field was jammed with photographers and jammed with police, and all the police were on horses. I heard screams, and I heard touchdown, and I didn't know it was Dwight because I was literally behind the biggest horse you would ever imagine in your life, and the policeman on top of the horse turned to me and said, Dwight Clark caught the touchdown pass.
I photographed Montana rolling right, and I have those pictures, and then I just dropped that, and then I saw something come in from the right side, which was Dwight and Everson, and just shot it. So you have a motor drive that's shooting, maybe at that day, 5 frames a second. So the picture before, it's no good. The picture just before the catch is no good, and the picture after the catch is no good. But the motor went off at that perfect 500th or 1,000th of a second where the ball entered his hands. It's lucky to have one moment like that in your life. How many people in football have a moment that even resembles that? Dwight Clark does.
That moment was Dwight Clark's moment, as it is today. Today we honor the man who gave us so much throughout his career. He fought on the field, catching over 500 passes for almost 7,000 yards and 48 touchdowns. But his legacy is reflected in how he was and is a great ambassador for this franchise.